AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks are lower on Wall Street after tumbling into a bear market on worries about a fragile economy and rising rates. The Labor Department reports producer prices surged 10.8% in May from a year earlier, underscoring the ongoing threat to the economy from a bout of inflation that shows no sign of slowing. The House panel investigating the Capitol riot has postponed its next hearing.
The committee stands adjourned.
After yesterday's hearing ended, Benny Thompson's committee was to hold another tomorrow featuring Trump-era Justice Department officials, but the panel says it's been put off without giving a reason or a new date. In yesterday's hearing, Trump Attorney General Bill Barr described a crazy series of voter fraud theories and said if Trump actually believed them.
He's become detached from reality.
The panel's next scheduled hearing is set for Thursday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A child and two adults are missing after they were swept away in a drainage ditch in Milwaukee following severe thunderstorms that brought heavy rains and damaging winds to a wide area of the Midwest and parts of the South. Officials at Yellowstone National Park in the West are assessing the damage after historic floods. It forced the evacuation of some parts of the park. Jason Straub is at the National Weather Service.
It is usual for the rivers to come up this time of year. Normally, we have our snowpack melting at this time, so the rivers are reacting by rising. We don't always get rainfall this time of year. Usually, our rainy season is in May.
New York's top court rejected an effort to free Happy the Elephant from the Bronx Zoo. The State Court of Appeals decided today she does not meet the definition of person who is being illegally confined. The 5-2 decision affirms an earlier court decision that means Happy will not be released. That is a way for people to challenge illegal confinement. This is AP News. The war in Ukraine is not even remotely funny, but Ukrainians are learning to laugh about it. It's a way to cope with the trauma. Anton Timochenko's stand-up routine in Kyiv uses a lot of war-related material.
That is a very cheap psychotherapy. You just give like $8 or $10. That's the price of the ticket. And you're laughing like an hour.
Timochenko realizes war jokes are a good way to save your mental health, but it can get stale.
People are a little bit tired about the same themes all the time because Russians are stupid. It's not like a new idea.
Yulia Shitko in the audience says she needed to laugh.
Thanks to them, we actually can gather together and, you know, experience and enjoy it together as well. So it's really nice.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and his troops, especially dead and wounded ones, are favorite targets of dark Ukrainian wartime humor. There are no jokes about Ukrainian war dead. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.